Let's turn to Psalm 119, and we're going to look at verses 88 through 94 from the Message Translation. You know, in reading Psalm 119, I found something this year, and that is that this psalmist, this precious man of God, just talks to God, and he doesn't care if he says things over and over again. He's not critiquing himself. He's just letting it all hang out. Amen. He tells God what he's thinking. He tells God what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. But he just talks to him like a friend. And I absolutely love it. He says, in your great love, revive me so I can alertly obey your every word. What you say goes, God, and stays. As permanent as the heavens, your truth never goes out of fashion. It's as up to date as the earth when the sun comes up. Your word and truth are dependable as ever. That's what you ordered. You set the earth going. If your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came. Oh my gosh, is his revelation important to us and to our lives?
You're
the psalmist says, if I hadn't delighted in that revelation, I would have given up. But I'll never forget the advice you gave me. You saved my life with those wise words. Save me. I'm all yours. I look high and low for your words of wisdom. And then I drop down to verse 96 from the Passion Bible, and it says, I've learned there is nothing perfect in this imperfect world except for your words, for they bring such fantastic freedom into my life. Man, as time goes on, this rings so clear to me. There is nothing perfect in this here world.
That's right.
Amen. It is an imperfect world. Things are imperfect, except for the Word of God.
Beautiful.
Hold up your Bibles if you have a Bible, or your telephone, if your Bible's on your phone, whatever. This is perfect.
That's right.
And it gives me fantastic freedom.
Amen.
For my life, for my walking in you, for my being a Christian. Without your Word, it doesn't work. But your word is true, and as I give myself to it and let you work through me, then I walk as pleasing before you.
Powerful.
And the psalm says that this psalmist wants to walk pleasing before the Lord. You know what? So do I. So we must be in the Word and just enjoy it and revel in it. Let's stand and let's say together verse 94 from the Message Translation. Then change to the Passion Translation for verse 96.
Save me.
I'm all yours. I look high and low for your words of wisdom. I've learned there is nothing perfect in this imperfect world except for words. For they bring such fantastic freedom into my life.